Hey guys, welcome to the number 257 ever episode of Always Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. We have two very important things to break down in today's episode. For starters, Kyle Kuzma surprisingly is coming back to the Wizards for now for 4 years. 4 years, $102 million for one of the team's leading scorers last season. And then on top of that, the Wizards made a move earlier today, a surprising move, I may add, by trading Monte Morris to the Detroit Pistons for essentially just a salary dump. They got a few second-round picks for him, but they essentially dumped his salary to get it off the books. We will break down those two big moves for the Wizards and what it means for the team as a whole. We hope you guys do enjoy this episode. If you do, subscribe, follow, share, view, and let's not waste any time here. Let's get into this. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn. So for starters, let's break down the Kyle Kuzma contract because, let's think here, right? We did not think Kuzma was going to come back to DC next season. There was no reason for the Wizards to sign him to a big contract in the middle of a rebuild, and you also didn't think that Kuzma would want to be in DC, but he was signed. And I think the contract side of it is not great, right? I mean, now you have, why did they sign him in the middle of their rebuild or the beginning of their rebuild for a significant amount? You think they want to get that salary off the books? Kind of what I was thinking with Jordan Poole. But then now the Wizards have multiple four-year deals on the roster where they owe a total to those two players who have the four-year deals over $200 million, $230 million guaranteed in the next 4 years being given total to Kyle Kuzma and Jordan Poole. And I don't really think that's going to be something the Wizards would want to do in the middle of their rebuild. Now, Kuzma will most likely not be here for the next 4 years because, let's be honest, what role does he have on this rebuild? I mean, he helps the team win, which is not what the Wizards want to do, right? They want to compete. So he obviously doesn't contribute to the rebuild. And Kuzma's also not going to win here. And I think now that he is, entering his prime, I mean, I think ever since we saw some great years in LA, but I think now that he is in Washington, when he joined Washington, we've really seen the potential that he could have. And I think we're realizing that, after averaging 20 points a game this year, right, he's going to be 28 years old by the beginning of the season, actually, in only a month and a half a month. So the point is that he's just entering his prime, and he's going to want to start competing for titles and not waste his prime on a mediocre to bad basketball team. And personally, I feel like that's what he's going to be doing. So I expect Kyle Kuzma to be traded. That is what I expect to happen, because my point is that when you're close to a 28-year-old guy in your prime scoring the ball, you want to be in a team that can compete for a championship. You don't want to be on this team. So when it comes to trade purposes, Kuzma cannot be traded until December 15th. Luckily, that is before the trade deadline. So, basically, December 14th at 11:59 p.m. may be the last time we see Kyle Kuzma in a Wizard jersey, because I see a great possibility that he is flipped before the trade deadline next year. But there are some things you have to think about for a trade. If Kuzma does not really get much better from here, and then he's on this contract that's paying him over $25 million a year, is that a reasonable contract for a team to take on? Like, would a contending team or any team want to take that on if he's not getting any better? If he gets worse, how much value is he going to add? Or just not get better, just from a value perspective, forget the contract. Like, say he was there for free, how much value are you seriously going to get for Kyle Kuzma if he's not getting much better and known to be just a scorer? He, on the flip side, though, if he gets better, which he easily will be the number one option here in DC, then he could be super valuable in a trade, because then he would prove that not only he could be a scorer, or he can be a scorer and he could prove to be a number one option, but maybe also adding some facilitating abilities and adding some rebounding abilities and adding some defensive abilities. If he could add those to his repertoire, I mean, Kuzma could add significant value whenever the Wizards decide to trade him. But my point is, how much value are they seriously going to get for Kyle Kuzma? If the Wizards got no first-round picks for Bradley Beal and Kristaps Porzingis, why would they get that for Kyle Kuzma? So I guess the point is, at that point, yes, they ended up getting some valuable stuff from the Beal trade. Yes, they partially got some valuable stuff from the Porzingis trade. Actually, not really. It's going to be more expiring contracts. But the point is that at that point, you could just let him go and not have to worry about the contract. Because what if no one wants that contract, right? What if Kyle Kuzma's contract is not feasible for a team to take on long term? Then a team would not want that. That is something a team would not want to take on. And the Wizards would be stuck with that contract, two of them, in the middle of a rebuild. So at that point, if you're not getting much value for Beal or Porzingis, then why would you get much value for Kuzma? And at that point, just let it go with the risk you're taking and having to have that contract on the books for the next 4 years. Now, it's not the worst contract in the world. We saw Bruce Brown make almost the same amount of money as Kyle Kuzma. And while Bruce Brown is probably, he does better at what he does than Kyle Kuzma is still a better basketball player than Bruce Brown. So the point is that everybody's been getting a lot of money, and the Wizards actually got a steal for what they are paying him if they are contending. But they're not contending, so you don't want to pay him anything. And there's one more significant negative to signing Kuzma, and that is the fact that I think he makes this team too good, if that makes sense. Right? This is a team that you want to have be the worst team in the entire NBA. Now, though, you're in a situation where Tyus Jones, Jordan Poole, Corey Kispert, Kyle Kuzma, Daniel Gafford. That team's not making the playoffs, but that team, to me, is not getting a bottom five record in the NBA, and that is concerning. That is absolutely concerning. And another issue is that with Kyle Kuzma in the starting lineup, that will mean that Denny Avdia or Corey Kispert will have to come off the bench. Only one of them could start at that small forward position. And that definitely means Bilal Coulibaly will not be able to be in the starting lineup for the Wizards. And that is a significant problem. Look at the development we've seen, right? Avdia and Kispert have been okay. Johnny Davis has been an utter disaster of gargantuan society. And the Wizards have not had a consistent rookie starter since 2020, which was Rui Hachimura. And look, he just got his payday of $51 million. So the point is that when the rookies are given the opportunities to succeed, they succeed. But personally, I feel like with Kyle Kuzma in this lineup, I feel like they're not going to be given the opportunities to succeed. Bilal Coulibaly or Denny Avdia and Corey Kispert, as they're still developing. They're still becoming the players that we're going to know from them for the next few years. And Johnny Davis, this doesn't really affect Johnny Davis, but Johnny Davis also has to develop as well. So what does, though, have to do with Johnny Davis? Actually, we'll talk about that for a second. The other big thing I want to talk about for the roster, or Kuzma being on this roster, is who the heck is passing the ball between Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma? Like, this roster is just so weird. Because you have Tyus Jones and Denny Avdia, two guys that don't really want to take the shot and still want to have other players take the shot. And then you have Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma, who don't want anybody else to take the shot. And I feel like we're going to see a beef between Kuzma and Poole this season on who's going to shoot the ball. Because in reality, there's one basketball on the court. Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma could both not have a basketball. Only one of them could shoot, right? Jordan Poole got 16 shots a game last year in the offense with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Andrew Wiggins. Kuzma got 18 shots a game last year. That combined is close to 34 shots per game. 33, 34. I think when you add it up, because it's rounding, I think it's like 33. But 33, 34, who cares? That's a ton of shots between two players, and there's only one guy on the court. So Kuzma's going to have to learn to coexist with Jordan Poole. If not, then the season could be pretty ugly down the stretch of the fourth quarter for the Washington Wizards. And my concern is that, again, as I mentioned, with Jones, Poole, Kispert, Kuzma, Gafford, DeLon Wright, Landry Shamet, Bilal Coulibaly, Denny Avdia, Mike Muscala, Todd Gibson, who cares at the center, Danilo Gallinari, if they don't buy him out. That team is not bad enough to be a bottom five team. And that's exactly what the Wizards want to be. So while you could get significant value, trust me, you can get significant value for Kyle Kuzma at the deadline. But if he's going to be too good until December 15th or until Christmas or until the deadline, whenever the Wizards decide to trade him, if he's going to be too good until that time, then it may not be worth the value you're going to be getting, considering you basically traded Kristaps Porzingis for a few expiring contracts. Now, are they good players? Yes, but not for what the Wizards want to do. Right, Tyus Jones does nothing. Tyus Jones and his league best assist to turnover ratio does nothing for the Wizards. And they don't need that. They brought in Monte Morris last year to have a good assist to turnover ratio, and he did that. That is a team that was looking to contend. This team is not looking to contend. So you don't really need Tyus Jones. You don't need Danilo Gallinari. You don't need Mike Muscala. You don't need the 35th pick, which ended up being 2 second-round picks. They essentially got players that they don't need that could be show really, really small value in a trade or just expiring contracts to get the salary off the books. So my point is that the Wizards aren't getting significant value for players anyway in trades. So is it worth Kuzma possibly making this team too good for what they're trying to accomplish for almost half, for over half the season, just to be able to get like the same return they got for Porzingis? Is my point. It may not be the risk may and the fact that if no one wants him, then you're stuck with that contract. I think the risk outweighs the reward. So that's why I'm not too happy that Kyle Kuzma re-signed with the Washington Wizards, because I just don't see the value that he shows to the team. I'm still waiting to see that. Because, again, we talked about this at the beginning, a 28-year-old adds no value to the Washington Wizards in their prime. A 28-year-old adds no value to the Washington Wizards at this stage of the game, and he makes them too good. So bottom line is this. If you're going to be able to get some good value out of him, good, get some good value. But if you if you're going to get the same package you got for Porzingis, which in hindsight I think will essentially be expiring contracts, just basically dumping his salary at the end of the day, then if that's going to be the case, then I would be perfectly fine letting him go in free agency, because he's going to make them too good for the time where he is on the team, and then they're not going to get the reward for that. It's not like, okay, maybe you'll be 500 for the first half of the season, but then you'll get a really good young player and you could have someone like that develop. It's not going to be like that. So the risk easily outweighs the reward. So that's why I'm not too happy that a close to 28-year-old in his prime signed a $102 million deal with the Wizards. But shout out to Kyle Kuzma. I mean, he has been balling now. I mean, yes, he has been a little inefficient, but he's been a terrific scorer, and it's been incredible to watch him continue to develop here in D.C. So shout out to him for getting his payday. I just don't really see where he adds value to this Wizards team. And I'm afraid overall, again, as I've been mentioning, that this team is just too good and that they can't have that time to just develop and be a bad team. I feel like too good of a basketball team, and that is a little concerning to me. But a trade that I really do like is Monte Morris. And I was going to mention this earlier when I talked about Johnny Davis, but I'll mention it now. And that is Monte Morris. The Wizards traded Monte Morris to the Detroit Pistons for essentially multiple second-round picks. I mean, for future second-round picks, but it's essentially just a salary dump. I mean, you're not going to gain much value out of Monte Morris. Let's be real here. You're getting, I'm just looking at like Woj updates here. Wizards are trading Monte Morris to the Pistons for a second round pick. Wizards will create a $9.8 million trade player exception. That's essentially what it is. You're just getting the trade exception. You're getting the salary off the books. So personally, I am very happy to see Morris go. Not because I didn't enjoy having Morris on the team. It was fun to watch. But he just doesn't fit in the team. And I'd expect the same thing coming up with DeLon Wright, and the Wizards will probably dump his salary as well. But now you're going to be in a situation where you have Tyus Jones, Jordan Poole, Landry Shamet. He may play the forwards. And then you're going to have Johnny Davis to develop. You're going to have Kendrick Nunn still. So you're going to be able to fit more guys, Ryan Rollins. You're going to be able to fit more guys onto the team. And because of trading Morris and soon to be trading Wright, and if you're able to get rid of those two guys and create trade exceptions, which could be very valuable down the line, and be able to develop young guards, I think this is a pretty good deal for the Washington Wizards. For the Pistons, I don't really understand what they're doing. I mean, they have Cade Cunningham, they have Jaden Ivey, maybe just some development, but like, they're not going to be playing Morris much. Yeah, he's a good backup point guard, and maybe they're trying to contend. Because hot take here, I actually think that that the Pistons are going to be very good next year. But I just don't see the value he may add to the Detroit Pistons. And again, they're not giving up a big risk, but I just feel like he's taking up spots for younger guys, and I feel like they don't need him. But we'll see what the Pistons do. I'm a big Pistons believer this year. I think they could be great, so we'll see what they do. But it will definitely be very interesting. But overall, really like the deal for the Wizards. They're creating the close to $10 million trade exception, excuse me. And then you could use that down the line for the Kuzma contract. Again, risk outweighs the reward, but it's going to be pretty fun to see Jordan Poole and Kyle Kuzma go ISO for half the season. We hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, view. Yeah, I'm going to be making a whole episode on the Cool Sports Network, breaking down free agency, breaking down my winners and losers on there, and giving like live updates and stuff. We're probably going to be doing that. So yeah, stay tuned for continuous more coverage. Please follow me on Instagram, Chase_sports_news, Twitter @CoolSportsKid, Chase Coburn @CoolSportsKid. Please listen, Wiz Talk with Chase, Cool Sports Network. Read ChaseSportsNews.com. No, I haven't posted on there in a while, but I am going to start posting some more coverage on there. Cool Sports Newsletter. We're going to have coverage Ravens, Orioles, NFL coming up very soon, and NBA, whole series in the NBA. We're going to let you guys know about that when that is ready to be mentioned. And then please check out Sports for Kids, youtube.com/sports4kids126. We hope you guys did enjoy this episode. If you did, subscribe, follow, share, view. Let me know what you guys think of these thoughts, let me know your guys' thoughts on the deals. And yeah, just let me know what you guys are thinking about everything that's going on with the Wizards, if they're too good, just any of that. I will leave a poll and stuff and a question and all that in the description of today's episode. Again, we hope you guys did enjoy. Please subscribe, follow, share, and view. And of course, as always, I will see you guys next time. Peace.